sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Now we continue the message that we have been discussing, which was from the book of Revelation. And now we are in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation. Here it says, I read, when I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, he was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up that the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. Now, the continuation of this revelation, where the tribulation is going on in the earth. Now, the mighty angel coming down, and who has a rainbow above him. The rainbow become a sign of God's pledge never to destroy the earth by a flood, right? By a flood from Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 to 17. These are the covenant God has made through Noah. It's called the Noahic covenant to the descendants of humanity. And his legs were like fiery pillars. You know, we see the God's mighty angel who is visible shows to John that how he really looked like, even one angel. And this angel shows the mighty power of God himself. Basically, in the book of Exodus, we see that God presented on the Mount Sinai. There was smoke of fire, and they were presented pillars of fire and cloud that guided them also in the wilderness. So God's presence is shown in different ways, very difficult to understand. Now, when the angel sounded and he roared like a lion, and with a mighty voice that goes throughout the universe, especially from heaven to earth, and then there was an announcement from heaven that there was the thunders of God, you know, seven thunders. There are several things concerning the numbers in the scripture. God has seven as a very, very important number that he uses, that seven. Sevens everywhere. Many times seven events and 7 years, you know. These are the seven is like a perfect number for God. We have also read earlier before in the beginning chapter 4, where there is the seventh spirit of God who goes throughout the earth. Now we hear the seven thunders. So there are many things that which is not revealed to us as human that we will not be able to understand. That things in heaven and things in the God's power that only has been revealed to us that we could comprehend and we could understand. After that, we see that the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, You see, this is the greatest mighty declaration of the angel, one of the angels of God, that the one who lives forever and ever, that is only God who lives forever and ever, who has no beginning, no end, and there is no words in human terms to explain his presence. In a mighty, wonderful, great God who covers his presence, the entire universe through his spirit, and at the same time he is enthroned in heaven. There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of the God will be accomplished. And as he announced to his servants, the prophets. See, God announces most of the human information needed, that is needed to us through the prophets from the ancient of time. God has revealed to Noah about the flood that he is going to punish. God has revealed to Abraham how he is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God has revealed time and time, even in the apostolic time, God revealed to his prophets concerning the coming events. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that God will give you the information of things happening in the future. So as we hear, as according to the prophets declared in verse 8, then the voice that I have heard from heaven spoke to me once more, go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel. This is John. He is listening and doing it in the spirit, and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth will be as sweet as honey. I took the little scroll and the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in the mouth, turned sour in my stomach. When I was told, you must prophesy again about many people, nations, languages, and kings. Now, metaphorically, this scroll is given to John to eat. We are talking about a metaphor, that is something which exists, but it doesn't really exist. See, what we're talking about, the scroll, which is the Word of God inside it, that God's message is in it, and God's message is going to be consumed by the prophet, which is John here. So when you hear, you basically are a message of God that he will, it's a sweet like honey, but the message information in it is a lot bitter, because the message, it says itself, is a bitter message. See, sometimes God has bad, bitter message to people because of the sin. This is the tribulation time. This is causing devastating experience to the humanity, that they will be going through severe punishment from God. Yes, so he will be speaking to nations and kings through the scripture that God has given to him. Now in chapter 11, Revelation, the two witnesses. Now we read about, it was two witnesses in this chapter. I was given a reed like measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshippers there. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. Then, and I will give power to my witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth, these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. So this is like two witnesses God is going to send, who are going to be preaching to the nation from Israel. Well, here we are given 1,260 days, which is actually 3.5 years. So now we see that we are in the part of the tribulation. It is divided 3.5 years, the first part, and another 3.5 years in the second part. Now, we exactly don't know which first part or the second part. It most probably look like this is in the second part of the tribulation. These are the two olive trees, the lampstands that stand before the Lord. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from mouth and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. Then men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. So these men have the power to shut up the sky. Now, if you look at in the history of the Old Testament, that we know there was one prophet who shut the heavens from giving the rain, and we know whose name is Elijah. So this has to be, one of them has to be Elijah. And they have the power to turn the waters to blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plagues as often as they want. Now, the second prophet or the person sent by God, he is similar to Moses. Moses had the power to turn the water to blood in Egypt, and he sent 10 plagues through, God sent 10 plagues through Moses. And God has given him the power, these 10 plagues, which one of them was the plague of the blood. So all this, looking at the type of person here, is like Elijah and Moses. But there are people who have other opinions outside this scripture. So I am talking, standing within this scripture, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 6, it has to be, we are talking about two men who did the similar work in the past. In the scripture, we read in the history of Israel that those were Elijah and Moses. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes out from the abyss, right? Abyss is the one who came out of the earth. This beast who has the power, and the beast will attack them and overpower and kill them. So their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. Now, the city is supposedly Israel, but it's figuratively called Sodom and Egypt. Why? Because Sodom was one of the most sinful cities in the world. And Jerusalem is another sinful city against God, because the people in Jerusalem, they killed more prophets than anyone else in the world. And they killed many prophets, and they corrupted, and they have carried all the sins of their activity, their work, their sinful actions, similar to people of Sodom and also Egypt. Now, to the Lord Jesus Christ and his people, his believers, Israel is at the time like Egypt. They're strangers in the land. So this has a figurative translation, a figuratively speaking, that Israel, similar to Sodom and similar to Egypt, where there is the idol worshippers, the worshipping idols, that Israel and Judah has worshipped idols than anyone else in the world. They were idol worshippers one time, so God has removed them from their land. For their 3.5 days, men will see their bodies in all the languages, will gaze on their body and refuse them burial. Now, this scripture, this prophecy was written when there was no television. There was no photographic image which can be transmitted to a place to place or through the media. There was no, the message that has been written. Now we know the people will see this through the news media. This will be reported. Amen. Then the inhabitants of the earth can see them for 3.5 years. And they will celebrate sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented them, those who live on the earth. Amen. So, because they were killed by the beast from the abyss, people will rejoice. But after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Look at that. And these prophets, God was not going to lay their bodies there and just to have them destroyed their bodies without buried. But God had a plan that all the world will see them and they will rise when they are watching them. They rise. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looking on. See, Jesus and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in charge of the world, and they are punishing the earth. They also send these two witnesses. We are talking about Elijah and Moses. Now, in the book of Old Testament, in the Old Testament prophecies, that it was one of the things that the Jewish believers have always believed, even today at the Passover time, they ask this question, did Elijah came? Elijah came? No, Elijah did not come. And they will go back to their home inside and say, Elijah may come next year. So let us wait for him. Now this is what God has told Israel, that Elijah will come before that great tribulation days. So the tribulation is the last 3.5 years tribulation. Right before that, this Elijah will come and he will be preaching in Israel, in Jerusalem, also Moses. Amen. So this is the 3.5 days they died and they buried, they lied on the street of Jerusalem. And after that, they rise up with the power of God. The breath of life comes into them. In verse 13, and that very hour, there was a severe earthquake and a tenth of the city collapsed. See, this is Jerusalem. Have the big earthquake as the servants of God rising up in the cloud, in the air, going back to heaven. And there was this big earthquake. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake. And survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. You know, so this is what happened after Jesus' return, that those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, including Jews and Gentiles, they will be left here and will be facing all the calamities, all the punishment which sent by God. And they will go through it. Today, the ones who say the Messiah has never came and the Messiah still has to come, and waiting for Elijah to come before that, and also Messiah to come. Now, that prophecy was concerning the information we just read, in that before the 3.5 years of the last part of tribulation, Elijah comes, just like the scripture said. And Jesus, the Messiah, also will come after the last three and a half years of the tribulation. That is what they were talking about. But they were talking about in a different level. They thought, well, Elijah will come and then Jesus will come I'm sorry, they didn't call Jesus. They called the Messiah or the Mashiach will come, but they did not know that they did not believe in Jesus Christ. And even though Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies in the Old Testament concerning Messiah. See, if you have to be the Messiah, you have signs and symptoms, right? For a disease, for a sickness, if you have, you will have signs and symptoms. See, in medical science, this treatment is based on signs and symptoms in the beginning. Then we do tests to find what is causing it. X-rays, you know, mammograms, radiology, and we have MRIs and so many things for body's defect problems. And also diseases, we have symptoms and signs and laboratory results. So same way, a man who is supposed to be a Messiah, he has signs and symptoms. The book of Isaiah speaks very clearly all about how the Messiah's ministry will be. And if you study those ministries in chapter 61, and many other chapters talks about Messiah's ministry. In chapter 7, verse 14, talks about Messiah's birth. Messiah has to be a virgin son because God said the woman's son or woman's child, and he come and he will defeat the serpent or crush the serpent's head. See, this is a whole prophecies from the beginning of the Bible to the all the way to the end of the Old Testament, which is Malachi's book, we can see prophecies after prophecies about the Messiah's behavior, the Messiah's ministry, Messiah's birth in the tribe of Judah, in the Ephrathah of Bethlehem, in the tribe as a son of David. And all the things concerning him has been fulfilled. Even his death, he was mistreated, he was abused, he was beaten. In the chapter 53 of Isaiah, it says how badly he was treated, how he was punished, how he took our punishment. So if someone who read the prophecy, they will not miss Jesus Christ. They will not miss the Messiah. And you will not still wait for him. You just believe in him and accept him, and the Holy Spirit will come in your heart and convince you that it is Christ. But you need to humble before God first to get the grace of God. When you humble, you receive the grace of God, and also the grace will pour the information, the knowledge of Jesus into you, and God will reveal you the truth, praise God. So that is what is that one person to do, to believe. Amen. Don't flatly believe, but check the verses, check the references. Right now, I am currently having my book about the revelations through Jesus Christ, which is telling the Christ of the scriptures is being just about to be printed, is being just given to the printing press for editing and printing. So I will announce when that book is arriving in the market. It will be in Amazon.com mainly. And Jesus was the Christ, and we are talking about the tribulation now. We will conclude here with saying this last verse, verse 14 of the verse, chapter 11. The second woe has passed, the third woe is still coming soon. So then there is one more, the trumpet, which the seventh trumpet is to blow, that the angel is waiting to do that.
Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of love.
At gmail.com.